Hollywood activists Jane Fonda and Susan Sarandon and the Reverend Jesse Jackson were among the big-name celebrities present at Saturday's event. The group organizing the event, United for Peace and Justice, says the spark behind the rally was President Bush's call earlier this month for an additional 21,000 troops to be sent to Iraq. The group says its website received more than 5 million support messages this month, including 650,000 on Wednesday, when the organizers held a press conference announcing the march. The skies were clear, but temperatures were chilly as thousands of people gathered for the event. Many of the marchers said they came because of personal reasons. Juan Torres of Chicago wore a T-shirt memorializing his son, an Army soldier who died in Afghanistan in 2004. Torres, an immigrant from Argentina, has marched in numerous anti-war protests. He says the war has destroyed his life and his family.
My life is destroyed. My family life is destroyed. The president, they don't care about my family, they don't care about me, they don't care about nobody. Also the government, when I receive my son medal, I receive by mail. They don't respect me, maybe because I'm Spanish guy, so maybe, I don't know.
Bob Watada is the father of an Army lieutenant who's facing court-martial for refusing to deploy to Iraq. He addressed the crowd early in the afternoon.
My son, Lieutenant Aaron Watada, as a proud, patriotic American soldier, has stood up to say, enough is enough. And we have to say, enough is enough. Because he refused to lead his men into the massacre of innocent men, women, and children, and lead his men to their own deaths for corporate greed, the military commanders want to punish him.
Watada said his son is being punished for telling the truth about the war.
Lieutenant Watada spoke out and said that the president has been deceptive, and that there are atrocities going on in Iraq. These are the words of truth.
Later, activist and actress Jane Fonda, well known for her anti-war activities during the Vietnam War, made her first appearance at an anti-war rally in decades.
I haven't spoken at an anti-war rally in 34 years because I've been afraid that because of the lies that have been and continue to be spread about me in that war, they would be used to hurt this new anti-war movement. But silence is no longer an option.
She thanked the crowds for coming, saying their commitment to ending the war allows people in other parts of the world to remain hopeful that America can once again become a country they can love and respect. Other well-known celebrities also said a few words, including actor Sean Penn. The crowd roared, music was played, and after the rally, the demonstrators marched in the streets near the Capitol building, waving signs with slogans calling for everything from the end of the war to the impeachment of President Bush. But not everyone who attended was a seasoned protester. For Amber Silly of the northeastern state of Massachusetts, this was her first anti-war event. She was almost moved to tears when she explained why.
I have two sons, and I lost my uncle in Vietnam. And the fact that we keep doing this over and over again and making the same mistakes is pretty upsetting. And the guys need to come home.
A handful of people staged a counter-protest, holding banners and yelling at the demonstrators. One carried a sign saying, "We gave peace a chance. We got 9/11. Marissa Melton, VOA News, Washington.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。